Good morning. This is WAMC Regional News. I'm David Gustina. With us, our political observer, Alan Shartok. It's a Thursday morning. It's snowy. Alan, you don't look so good. What's going on over there?
Well, you know, David, I never stay up past 8 o'clock at night. But last night, the great Frank Morrow, who was the liberal facts and figures guy in the area, very closely aligned with the unions and has done a magnificent job of keeping everybody honest in the Capital Region. He had his retirement party in the Corning Tower, and so I stayed over, and the snow was coming down and you couldn't walk on the streets. Albany was and is right now, as we speak, a mess.
Well, let's go to Arizona, where it's not snowing. And
no, indeed.
Look at the news that Governor Jan Brewer has decided not to seek re-election.
Well, when you say not to seek re-election, that's pretty funny. They have a two-term limit, but she took over for the other guy, much like Harry Truman took over for Roosevelt. Truman could have, of course, we all know, run one more time under the present rules, but he chose not to, and I think that's what happened there. The question for Governor Brewer was whether or not she was going to pull a Bloomberg and try to manipulate the system so that she really would have an extra term, and she decided not to test the system. So I love the way the media is playing it. It decides not to run again. She would have had a hell of a fight on her hands.
Speaking of a fight, President Obama has raised the stakes with Russia over Ukraine, meeting with the interim prime minister yesterday, saying that he would retaliate if Moscow follows through with threats to annex Crimea.
Well, you know, I think that's one of the great problems of being a president. You come to these things, every president has them, in which, you know, somebody's pushing. Putin is doing that. The other side is yelling, you're weak, and you have to demonstrate that you're strong. And that's what he's doing. It's predictable, but it's scary.
Well, let's go to the issue of the missing plane. Oh, you see one headline, blips on radar, baffle officials in Malaysian jet inquiry. Online and on TV, flight draws intense speculation. This is a true mystery.
Well, it is a real mystery. You know, I have a feeling what's going to happen is that they're going to find the plane all right. It's going to take some time, and, you know, there's going to be some scattered debris. The Chinese are saying that they've picked something up. We don't really know what it is. And what comes out of something like this? I mean, I think a lot of people are getting quite tired and filled with anxiety about the story. But what comes out of it is that out of each of these tragedies, you learn something about how to make sure that it doesn't happen again. Otherwise, I think that it is really a very, very sad story. Each of us can only place ourselves either to being on that plane or to having a relative who's on that plane. And that is the worst kind of thing that people can go through. Anybody who's ever been scared to fly knows that you're safer in an airplane than you are in a car, but it never quite seems that way.